And now on Ozarks, now we're going to welcome in a person who's not been in this studio and been on this show for a few years, but it is always great to catch up with our friend Jerry Harmon from H2 Ozarks, a longtime program director there. Jerry, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Scott. You having us.
Yeah, I was just trying to think. It's been probably maybe 3 years or 4 years the last time you were here, and I know things have been going on with H2 Ozarks, but you didn't hedge any bets today, because not only did you come in, but you brought the boss lady in here today.
That's
here.
Right.
Who do you have with you?
We have Corinne Love, our president and CEO.
Corinne, it is good to see you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
So I'll move that microphone just a little bit closer there, and let's talk a little bit about how long you've been involved with the program and kind of how you got involved with the program.
Oh, geez. I've been with H2 Ozark since 2016,
mm-hmm.
And I was hired by happenstance. So my background's in organizational operations, not water quality. However, I've learned a lot since being with H2 Ozarks. Have a love for the outdoors, have a love for our rivers and lakes and anything near water. Grew up on the beach, so water is integral to my upbringing and my life, and so many good things that surround it, and I think that we all can relate to that.
And Jerry, it sounds like to me that Corinne came in at a very good time, because I was sharing with you the reason I kind of got reconnected with you is because we had been getting some releases about some of the programs that H2 Ozarks is involved in, plus I know the shoreline cleanup was coming up. Sounds like you got a lot to keep up with, so it's probably a good idea you have someone keeping you organized, right?
That's correct. She keeps me organized, yeah. We have a lot going on right now.
And I want to start with the one that I think most people are familiar with. And I knew it had been going on a while, but I actually looked at your website, then you handed me the documentation. Can it be we're doing the shoreline cleanup for the 26th time? Is that correct?
That's correct. 26 years of the cleanup. Over 300 tons of trash, 2,500 tires over that span.
So let's lay out, especially for the Missouri lakes, how this cleanup is happening this year and when.
Sure. So it's happening September 25th through the 27th. And it's really easy to register a team. It's free to do. Every team member will get a t-shirt, an event t-shirt. So you just go on our website, h2ozarks.org, register your team for the event. You can pick any place along Table Rock Lake, Lake Teenicomo, Bull Shoals Lake, or really any river or stream that you want. And you just get a team up, and you can go out for 15 minutes or 4 hours, as long as you want. So we appreciate all the volunteers we have. We usually average 60 teams and 500 volunteers every year.
And in the 30-plus years I've been here, I remember very vividly when this whole program started. I don't remember a lot of things vividly, but I do remember this because it was such a big deal, and it came, again, right after the turn of the century. It was a time that we were really becoming aware of the issues and potential problems down the road of not keeping our environment clean. And I believe, as I recall, that's kind of where this shoreline cleanup project came about, right?
Yep, that's correct. H2 Ozark started from a grant, actually, to look at phosphorus and nitrogen in the lake. And then David Casoletto, our founder, he started everything. He started the cleanup back then 25 years ago.
Yeah, and then it really started on Table Rock Lake, but all this has progressed to Lake Teenicomo, to Bull Shoals. I mean, you've basically just started covering the area, and what's been amazing about it, at least that I've seen, is that the volunteers, you just keep getting them from wherever you're going.
They come every year. In fact, our event t-shirts, I was at a meeting in Galena a few weeks ago, and someone came in, and they dated their t-shirt over 20 years. So they've been doing it 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and in fact, for folks that are watching on Facebook, of course, we just wrapped up our Table Rock Takeover program with the Table Rock Community Bank, and I believe they're one of your teams this year, right?
They are. They are a team and a sponsor, and we appreciate all the sponsors that we have.
So let's talk a little bit about, I believe September 25th, right, is the date this year, at least it's going to get started. Kind of talk about, walk us through, if teams or individuals are interested in getting involved, starting from this point, what do they need to do?
Yep, they just go on our website and they can register their team. The website's easy to use. Once they've registered, they'll get a confirmation email And if they want to add people to their team, change t-shirt sizes, things like that, that's what they'll do. So they just pick a location on their favorite lake, river, stream, and they go out and clean up. They do submit a trash tracking form. That's how we get our data, and that helps us get grants in the future. And that's all it is. It's very simple.
Very simple, but so important, too. And I know you and I have talked about this several times about this. I mean, let's face it, the Branson area, and I include Arkansas in this. We're going to talk about some of the programs down there here in a bit as well. You know, we've got the entertainment, we've got theme parks, we've got so many great things. But at the foundation, Jerry, really is our outdoors, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's the economic engine for Stone, Taney County. Everyone knows that without the tourists and the visitors, that we probably wouldn't have some of the businesses that we have. But in doing so, we got to remember that we have to keep everything clean, protect our water resources, you know, for now and for future generations.
Yeah, and Corinne, I know you had talked about your background and being used to being around water, being around beaches, and now being here. Talk a little bit about, you know, when you see these cleanups happen and when you see the public get involved, what does that make you feel about their investment in our future?
Well, when I see families at the lake and I see them with their young children, I think that we're really moving the needle on generational stewardship, which I think is the utmost importance, because we are handing down our natural resources to our children and our grandchildren, and we definitely want to provide them with something that they take some pride in. And I think teaching them from a young age the importance of leaving things better than we found them, even if someone leaves the mess, pick it up, you know. We're all responsible for taking care of what we've been given, you know. And so these cleanups, you know, to see people of all ages participating is, it's moving. I would say it's moving. I really enjoy it. It gives me hope, and Let's just put it that way. Hopeful for the future.
You know, it's interesting. We had actually just on our very last program, we do a weekly show on Fridays with the Missouri Department of Conservation. We actually talked a little bit about just general cleanup, and we've had that emphasis about conservation areas needing to pick up and all the importance in that. And that's one of the things they said, too, is that it is, you know, it takes a little something. And obviously, if there's an issue, you can report it to authorities. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of almost like a stewardship of our own just to work with it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes when you get on the shoreline and you're picking things up and you're seeing what's left behind, there's something about it that resonates with our own behaviors. And it's kind of a checkpoint, I think, where we can also reflect on what we do on a daily basis that either negatively or positively impacts the areas that we travel on a daily basis.
Corinne Love is the president, CEO, Jerry Harmon, program director, H2 Ozarks. We're just getting started. We've got a lot more to talk about. We'll get to it straight ahead on Ozarks Now from Legends 106.3. And the beautiful thing on Facebook is we just go right into the next segment where the folks on radio are listening to a couple legendary songs. And again, I want to say that's a good thing, you know, for radio. I don't want to say one time I said when I did this on Facebook, I said, yeah, see, they have to listen to a song. And that didn't come out right. I mean, that is kind of our bread and butter. So, but I think you all know what I mean. All right, let's go to segment two. Back here on Ozarks Now, continuing our conversation with Corinne Love, the president, CEO, and Jerry Harmon, program director for H2 Ozarks. Corinne, I thought this would be a good time because we have talked about the shoreline cleanup, and I think a lot of people are, even that they not heard the name H2 Ozarks, they certainly are familiar with the shoreline cleanup. But for folks that may be new to the organization, I'll just ask you, H2 Ozarks is what?
So we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and if we really want to get to the root of what we do is we protect our Ozarks waters through efforts that protect and improve water quality in the Ozarks, because we feel that our waters are too precious not to protect. Mm-hmm. So, someone needs to carry that torch to do so, and that's what we've been doing since 2000.
Yeah, a long, long time. I remember that, as Jerry pointed out in the first mm-hmm. segment, that's kind of how everything got started. And I remember, of course, David Castelletta was on this program many times talking about those shoreline cleanups. But one of the things is that out of that kind of little narrow area, H2O Ozarks has expanded into so many other programs. Talk a little bit about some of the programs besides the shoreline cleanup that H2O Ozarks is involved in.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure we don't have all the time in the world to go over everything that we're doing, but we'll hit on some high points here.
Absolutely.
So septic remediation would be one of those. We've been involved in helping homeowners remediate or repair failing septic systems since 2011. It started here in Missouri around Table Rock Lake. We remediated 309 systems between 2011 and 2020, which accounted for about $2 million in funds that were directly injected into our communities. Since then, we have expanded that project into the Arkansas area, so northwest Arkansas and around the Buffalo River watershed. We are providing financial assistance to homeowners to remediate their septic systems. We've spent about $2.4 million in the Arkansas area. And again, that's direct construction funds directly invested into the infrastructure there in northwest Arkansas and the Buffalo River watershed. And what's important about this program is that without this financial assistance that's made available through Arkansas Department of Natural Resources and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, these homeowners don't have other means to remediate these septic systems. And what that does is it's reducing pollutants into our watershed. And when we reduce those nutrients and reduce those pollutants, then we're moving the needle in improving water quality. And so on the Missouri side, we have this program also in southwest Missouri, as well as south central Missouri, so up by Pomme de Terre, Lake of the Ozarks, Niangua, Truman Lake. And in Missouri, we're rounding the end of $2.5 million in construction funds. And to put this into perspective, that seems like a really large sum of money, and it is, because septic systems are expensive to replace. But that has amounted to a little over maybe 200 remediations between Arkansas and Missouri in the last couple of years.
And I got to believe that's just, to really be honest about it, just kind of the top, tip of the iceberg, right?
It is. We are not even scratching the surface. If you consider 200 remediations, yet we're in communities with thousands and thousands of people, aging infrastructure is an issue.
You know, Jerry, and it seems like that you know, just looking at those numbers, and again, putting that in perspective, it is great that this progress has been made, but it also shows the wide scope of these septic systems and how long they've been here, too.
Yeah, that's correct. So we're very fortunate that DNR has chosen H2O Ozarks to run these programs in Missouri and to reach up to Lake of the Ozarks now and Truman Lake, like Corinne said. So H2O Ozarks is now kind of, used to be just southwest Missouri, but now we're kind of reaching out and trying to help people in our waterways across the state.
Yeah, and I also noticed that when Arkansas became involved, and that I really, a few years ago when we started, I think the last time you were here, that was just kind of getting underway. We were chatting about that, but there's so much important, and not only the Buffalo River watershed, which certainly has had a lot of conversations and many different topics over the last few years, but of course you've got Beaver Lake down there, you know, you've mm-hmm. got other waterways right there. Of course, Table Rock, you know, feeds right into Beaver Lake down there. So I guess, in a way, it's kind of a natural progression, isn't it?
It is. It fits in well with what we're doing. We're also in the Mill Creek area, like you said, the Buffalo River, Beaver Lake, so doing a lot of work in different programs in all those areas.
And I did see, before we take a break, and we're going to do one more segment before we wrap up here, but I did notice, I believe you also have a Beaver Lake event coming up.
Yes.
Right. When that is coming up the same weekend, right?
Beaver Lake Volunteer Day. So that is an initiative or a cleanup that is spearheaded by Beaver Water District and H2 Ozarks partners with them on that. And the date for that one?
I think it's September 26th is what I saw online. Yep. So I remember it was the same weekend as the cleanup. So, yep. But basically, it's kind of the goal is kind of the same, right?
It is. The goal is the same, but also they provide data and information that is actually being collected this weekend. So it's the annual SECI day weekend on Beaver Lake where they test clarity of the water. And so those results are also presented during the Beaver Lake Volunteer Day. A lot of very important sponsors participate. And again, it's a community-involved cleanup event at different locations around Beaver Lake. You know, Beaver Lake being a drinking water source in northwest Arkansas, it's a highly visible effort.
You know, and we talk a lot, and really the Buffalo River watershed is something that really piqued my interest when those started coming out, because I know there's been a lot, there's been a lot of conversation about a lot of things at the Buffalo River, of course, with the Buffalo National River, National Park, a lot of environmental concerns, a lot of environmental positives there. Mm-hmm. But it seems like that's really come front and central a lot, too, especially with how important that river system is for so many different reasons.
Yeah, and we have another project that is active in the Buffalo River area. Jerry mentioned the Mill Creek area. We have landowner conservation practice assistance, which is happening out there. So workshops for landowners, as well as closing some financial gaps and helping landowners implement practices on their landscape that benefits the water quality of the Buffalo River watershed.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like that's almost an educational program as much as anything, right?
Yes. So we are there's not only an educational piece to it, but the on-the-ground projects as well. And education is so critical because I don't believe that people may do things on their landscape intentionally to harm water quality. And if they are provided the information and the reasoning for how an alternative practice would better benefit water quality or protect it, you know, we find that they're typically all for it.
Yeah, and Jerry, that's a lot of it, because a lot of these systems, quite frankly, were put in place before conservation efforts really even began. I mean, it was just a way of getting things done, and now it's almost like, to a certain degree, catching up and really kind of getting things back in balance.
It is. Landowners in the past few years just seem to be more interested in conservation and their water quality, so they are seeking us out and saying, hey, what can we do to help water quality? So we appreciate them coming to us and allowing us to help them, you know, with some of their projects.
We're visiting with Jerry Harmon and Corinne Love of H2 Ozarks. Now, we're going to go ahead and extend into hour two here, so we will have more information. And again, we're going to remind folks about how to take part in the shoreline cleanups and also the cleanup down in Arkansas. We'll do that in hour two of the program, straight ahead on Legends 106.3. Which for us happens in about 10 seconds. For them, it happens in about, 40 minutes. So they get a chance to do that. Stand by. Welcome to the noon hour portion of Ozarks Now. Scott McCauley here with you. And if you missed hour one of the program, we were talking with our friends at H2 Ozarks. They're here, by the way, still. We're going to talk about a few other things. But if you missed the first hour, I do advise you to go to the Ozarks Now Facebook page. We have the complete show there, and you can catch up on what we have been talking about with President and CEO Corinne Love, along with Program Director Jerry Harmon of H2 Ozarks. And again, before we wrap up, we'll remind you about the upcoming shoreline cleanups. Corinne, you know, we talked about the remediation programs and those programs that are going on both in Missouri and Arkansas, and as Jerry pointed out, not in just southwest Missouri, but more of a regional, you know, even going into central Missouri, south central Missouri, through that whole thing. And I got to thinking specifically about southern Missouri. You know, we talk a lot about the Buffalo River watershed, but we also need to talk about the White River watershed, too, because quite frankly, H2 Ozarks hits a lot of those waterways in the White River, too.
When we're talking about our southern watershed, you know, what we do here impacts, you know, downstream.
Yeah.
You know, you always hear that it all impacts downstream. So when you're talking Beaver Lake, the Beaver Lake to the Kings River Arm to Table Rock Lake to Bull Shoals, and then down into Arkansas, we really hope that our efforts, whether or not we do it, are creating a ripple effect downstream, a positive effect, obviously.
Yeah, and Jerry, that, you know, as someone that I know, you spend a lot of time on the lake, not only with these projects but recreational fishing, and you've been, I'm sure, on a lot of these lakes. That is really kind of, if you look at southern Missouri and northern Arkansas, that's kind of a special piece of what makes us special is these lakes and the rivers that go with it.
It is. We're blessed to have the water resources that we have. Originally, I'm from northwest Missouri, up by Kansas City, St. Joseph, and we don't have those resources up there. So to come down here and be able to enjoy these lakes and rivers and streams, doing what we do, helping protect it. So I feel like I'm kind of protecting my own recreation, you know, but also introducing new people to our water resources.
Something you said earlier in the last hour of the program, for folks that are just joining us, I want to kind of hit this again, because you mentioned about, and Corinne also mentioned this, about really getting landowners around the waterways, not only in Missouri, but in Arkansas as well, get them educated and also get them kind of up to speed. I would say the vast majority of those property owners probably moved here for that very reason, because it was peaceful, because it was clear, because it was the environment. So I guess that's also incentive for them to kind of preserve their own little piece of the Ozarks there.
It is, yeah. What we're seeing is we have a lot of generational farmers and landowners. So many generations through the years, they're looking now and they're saying, okay, my grandfather did this, but it was good, but what can I do to help? You know, can I do this better? So these people that are coming to the table now, it's just a joy to see the changes that we're seeing in landowners and what they're doing to help us protect the water resources.
You know, and you said something there that I hadn't really even occurred to me, and that is the fact that our lake system is adjacent to a very important industry in agriculture, and we do have a lot of farms in the area, and there is, and I know this was part of the thing I know that was going on at the Buffalo River down in Arkansas as well, trying to get that balance about. And I think the moral is there's room for everyone. It's just we got to kind of keep our eyes open, right?
There is, you know, we try to educate people as much as we can. We also get approached by different governmental entities. We try to help them with policy, kind of the framework of what we can do to help with coincide, you know, the recreation and the ag, and all these practices to help just make sure that we're protecting the areas that we love.
So, Corinne, I guess that almost also gets a full circle when we talk about one of the things that H2 Ozarks is very heavily involved in, that is simply advocacy, you know, getting that message out.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting that message, especially to, you know, our higher-ups, our congressmen, our representatives, is very important, because when we're trying to pivot and we are trying to do better, it comes with a price tag. And unfortunately, that price tag, when you're talking about conservation practice implementation or low impact development or better stormwater management systems that positively can impact water quality, all of these things come with a price tag, and it's pretty hefty. And so, in order to help support those who are wanting to do what is right and implement practices that create a positive outcome for our water resources, there needs to be some assistance, or it's helpful to have assistance of some sort. Like I had said earlier on the septic remediation, without the financial assistance that we have been able to provide to these homeowners through these grants from the Arkansas Natural Resource Division and Missouri DNR, these homeowners would not have another method of affording these new systems, because a new system can range anywhere from $27,000 to upwards of $40,000, depending on where you're at.
Talk about a price tag, yeah.
Yeah, and for some of these individuals, that's their entire annual income. So when you put it into perspective and you think of it in that way, it's a vital necessity, but for some, it's an impossible it's an impossible task. So finding this funding is something that H2O Zarks is constantly on the hunt for. How can we help our communities? How can we provide some of these financial incentives? How can we get some of these federal dollars into our communities so people can do these things that we're advocating for? And so
So how is the relationship then with not only the owners, but I mean, you're dealing with a lot of local government entities, you're dealing with a lot of organizations. You know, we've already mentioned Missouri Department of Natural Resources, we mentioned conservation a little bit earlier. Some of the, how does that work with you guys and kind of working together?
Well, it takes a lot of trust, and it takes doing it right. It takes having conversations, identifying what the issues are and how we're going to get past them. It takes compromise. It takes
just
partnerships. Oh my goodness, the partnerships that it takes is incredible. So between the installers and the septic professionals, when we're looking at our septic remediation programs, for example, they have to be on board as well. You know, the homeowners need to be on board as well. You know, H2O Zarks, we are, as far as our projects and programs are concerned, we're a party of six. We're a party of six, and there's a lot of work to do. So partnerships are integral in accomplishing what we set out to
do. So basically, you know you stay busy if the entire organization could take a big corner table at the restaurant, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're pretty well got it all laid out there and ready to go. Hey, we're going to have Jerry recap the shoreline cleanups here in just a second, but if anyone wants more information, period, about H2O Zarks, about all these programs, what's the best way to get it?
Well, you can follow our social media, H2O Zarks, Cleaner Water Together, online, www.h2ozarks.org. You can follow our events there. You can just give us a call. You know, we'll get you connected with some resources.
Yeah. And again, the couple of cleanups, again, we talked a little bit earlier about the one going on at Beaver Lake with the Beaver Water District. That's on September the 26th. Mm-hmm. You can contact H2O Zarks for more information on that. But Jerry, the big one in Missouri is a shoreline cleanup starting on the 25th. Remind folks how they can take part in that.
Sure. Yeah. Our cleanup here on Table Rock Lake, Lake Teenacoma, and Bull Shoals, September 25th through the 27th. Very easy to participate. It's a free event. You can just go online to our events page, h2ozarks.org, register your team. You can be a team of one or a team of 200. You'll be able to register your team members, put their T-shirt sizes in there. Once you're done with the cleanup, your team captain will submit a trash tracking form, and then everyone gets a free event T-shirt.
All right, and a lot of these folks have been involved for many years. You may not know this off the top of your head, but do you have any idea with this cleanup how many miles of shoreline we're talking about?
Well, Table Rock alone is 800 miles. So
that's just Table Rock.
That's just Table Rock. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
and then throw in like Teenacoma, throw in Bull Shoals on that.
Then we have people cleaning up on the James River on Flat Creek. So
yeah.
All these various streams that they go out on. We really appreciate the support we get from our sponsors. We usually have 20 to 25 sponsors every year, so they allow us to buy the gloves, the trash bags, put the dumpsters out at the different locations, and then the event T-shirts. So really appreciate the sponsors, and we still have room for more sponsors this year.
Yeah, and I bet you probably have room for more sponsors. And let's see, we know it's well over 1,000 miles of shoreline cleanup between the three lakes. Could probably use a few more volunteers, could you?
Absolutely. You can always have volunteers.
Yeah, never have enough of those. Jerry, I appreciate you visiting and coming in today. It's great to catch up with you, and it's been fun. I always talk about, you know, when I write the book about, you know, because this is year 36 for me here at the station, so I've seen a lot of things. I always write the book. I say there's several things that it's been really fun to see the growth. H2 Ozarks is on that list because I remember the shoreline cleanup that started this all, and now all the programs that you all are involved in both Arkansas and Missouri and expanding. It does take a team. It takes a village for sure, and H2 Ozarks are really doing a good job leading the way, and just appreciate your efforts and always willingness to come here. And we need to do this a lot more than every 4 years. We'll definitely have you back soon. Jerry, thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
You bet. And Corinne, thank you for coming in. It was great meeting you, and appreciate all the things that H2 Ozarks is doing, and keep up the good work, and we'll look forward to your next visit.
Thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure.
You bet. Corinne Love is the president, CEO, program director Jerry Harmon joining us from H2 Ozarks today. Here on Ozarks Now, our final segment is straight ahead on Legends 106.3.